573-7825. Again, just a reminder, Jake's book can be found online along with Bought with a Price, Most Reverend Paul Laverde from the Arlington Diocese. Bought with a Price, Every Man's Duty to Protect Himself and His Family from a Pornographic Culture. And then Matt wrote the foreword for this very important letter from the bishop. It's an update and a revision of a letter he gave us a few years ago. Very timely, includes a lot of recent statistics. And also in the back of this letter, it includes a study guide, which I think is really, really important, and some guidelines in terms of prayer, monthly practices, exercises, daily practices. It's just really a good resource. And I encourage not only families to get a copy of this, but those who work in, as a DRE and catechesis, to get a copy of this letter. It's very inexpensive. I think it's less than $2 or something to buy the actual letter Bought with a Price. Along with Matt's book is very cheap, too. So they're making these resources available to you at a very reasonable price. There's no reason why you can't get a ton of these and pass these out. So Bought with a Price, at arlingtondiocese.org. And in that, you'll find information about Matt's work as well as his book, because he actually wrote the foreword for this wonderful letter. Okay, another great resource to help us through Lent is a book from my dear, dear friend, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. I lost track of how many books she's written now. How many is it now, Donna Marie?
Oh, brother, you're always asking me that. Well, it's about 17. With
17,
I'm
just trying to catch up, my sister, so I'm just trying to keep
list. You're funny. So, good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, honey. How are you?
Great. It's great to speak with you this morning.
And how's the weather in Connecticut?
Well, it's been really cold, but today we're going to be, I'll be so happy it's going to be into the 40s, so that'll be a nice relief. What about there?
Same thing in Michigan. Yeah, we're going to be having a heat wave. We're going to be pushing 50 today, so we are praising God.
Enjoy that.
I will. All right, so this is a really great little book. Why St. Therese for Lent, do you think?
Well, she's so beloved to so many, I think. But my first in the Lenten series was Mother Teresa, as you know. And Mother Teresa loved St. Therese and actually chose her name after Therese, but she needed to take the Spanish version because the French was already taken. So Mother Teresa would have liked to have been Therese. So Therese is so beloved. She's so beautiful. I think she's an outstanding spiritual guide for our family Lenten journey, because, you know, her teachings are really, really simple enough for children to grasp. But I think her understanding of what is really necessary to grow in holiness is extensive. So parents and, you know, everyone can gain so much from St. Therese as their spiritual guide. And she's just, you know, Mother Teresa followed that little way of holiness that St. Therese had used, you know. So it's something that we all can apply to our own lives.
Now, in terms of some of the very simple, practical ways to bring Lent home, what would St. Therese tell us? What does she tell us?
Well, on each page, on each day of this book, I have a little quote from her. So each day she tells us something new. She has so much to offer. She's so wise. And but, you know, I'll just choose one little verse, and this is sort of well known about her. Said, you know well enough that our Lord does not look so much at the greatness of our actions, not even at their difficulty, but at the love with which we do them. And, you know, Mother Teresa also talked about that. So it's, you know, the love we put into our actions, into the everyday, and this is perfect for families, because sometimes families, you know, Christian parents, Catholic parents, they set out this beautiful routine and schedule for Lent, and they want to follow it. They want to observe, you know, this beautiful Lent and grow in holiness, and then things happen. Things backfire. The train gets derailed. Their prayer time gets messed up, and then they feel like a failure. But I don't want them to feel that way. I want them to realize that, you know, our Lord, the divine physician, knows exactly what we need and when we need it. So when things go wrong, please try to just offer that up. You know, our Lord knows your heart. Our Lord knows you've tried to sit down with the family at that moment to say your family prayers, but, you know, someone all of a sudden spiked a fever or something happened, someone spilled a drink, or, you know, so we're all a work in progress, so we're trying hard. But at the same time, we need to practice those virtues in the household of forgiveness and tenderness and love and compassion, you know, and not be so overly regimented that we're driving our children away from prayer. So these are things to think about, the balance in the household, you know, to know that our Lord put us in the heart of the home for a reason, to raise little saints to heaven. So to make that time, to carve out that time for prayer every day, and to teach the children the importance of having that conversation with their Creator. But, you know, if something goes wrong, try not to, you know, lament so much that you're not getting the point that this is part of Lent. Sometimes things go wrong in Lent, and it's to really help us to grow in virtue.
It's funny you should mention that, because I was sharing with the ladies. I spoke in Phoenix over the weekend at the beautiful Catholic Women's Conference there. And the people, I think, Donna Marie, for you and me being in the public eye in the Catholic world, they think that we have such a perfect prayer life, that we never make mistakes and that we do everything perfectly. Well, I had one of those Therese humbling moments on Saturday morning before I went to the event. I got up bright and early, and I was so excited. Little things that get you excited when you're on the road as much as we are. A little coffee maker in the room. It's like, yay, I can make myself a cup of coffee, right?
You and your coffee maker.
Yes, I didn't have my glasses on when I went into the bathroom where the coffee machine was, and so I went ahead and put the coffee in, put the water in, and then I left, and I got my Magnificat out, and I was all excited because I'm going to grab my coffee and do my prayers. So I walked back to the bathroom. You'll so appreciate this, because this sounds like our experience in Rome, you know, Ethel and Lucy in Rome. I had the mug, the coffee mug, upside down.
Oh, no.
So the coffee goes all over the counter and the coffee tray. And I'm thinking, all righty, here's a humbling moment for me. And it was like, I laughed out loud, because it's like, seriously. Yeah, it was just one of those moments.
It gives you a good line for
the beginning. I did, and I told the ladies that. I said, this is life, and this is what happened. So what do? As you just said, you say, okay, you offer it up. And you use it as a moment of humility to realize that, you know, okay, things are going to go wrong. Mm-hmm. Life happens.
That's right, and it's such an opportunity for grace. I think a lot of times we miss out on those opportunities because we're too busy complaining or worrying, and we're not supposed to worry. We're supposed to give everything to God and surrender our lives. So when something goes wrong and there's some kind of hardship to endure, you know, rather than say, oh, you know, I can't get to that Station of the Cross, I'm so upset about that because, you know, little Johnny is sick, or because I don't feel well, I've got a, you know, whopping migraine, and I know our Lord would want me to take care of it and stay in the warm house instead of, I mean, we do make our sacrifices, and it's good to push ourselves beyond our comfort zones, but sometimes, you know, we have to realize that what's happening is in our Lord's hands always. So whatever he's doing, we need to trust that somehow that's going to give us that opportunity to get that grace that he's trying to give to us. You know, if we can just say, okay, Lord, this is what you're doing, and I and our responses to the people around us really can help transform hearts. I've seen that so many times where people are really surprised by some sort of response to someone in a sticky situation, and that actually can help an onlooker. You know, someone, I'm sure that's happened to you so many times out in public where some situation happens in an encounter, and I put these things in my books all the time. I weave these stories in because I think they're so interesting, and they can inspire us to grow in our faith. And so our Lord gives us all these little things that, you know, little and big things, little and big challenges to endure and to offer to him, because look what he did for us. I mean, so amazing, and we have so much to be thankful for.
And I also think, again, these little moments are great moments to share with people, because people, I think, sometimes can feel, gosh, I can't share this, that I couldn't do prayer because of this, that, or the other thing. But that's real life, and I think we need to be honest with each other and stop putting ourselves, forcing ourselves to be on some sort of a perfect pedestal, because most of us aren't.
Yes, we face so many demands for perfection, and many women, like you said, think that, you know, we must have the perfect life because, you know, we're doing what we're doing. But I think it's important to share what happens in real life, and that our Lord is working in all different areas. One time, it just reminds me of a time that I shared with a single mother. She was driving me to an event in Texas, and she wanted to speak with me about something that was weighing on her heart, and she was having some trouble raising her son alone, and she felt all alone. And I often write about this and speak about helping single mothers, because they really can use our help. And I told her that I was once a single mother of 5 children, and our Lord was really with me no matter how difficult it was. And she was so excited to hear that I had gone through that. It gave her the strength, and it gave her the hope to realize that wow, she said, if you can do it, I can do it too. So it's important to be real and to share, you know, how our Lord has worked in our lives, and it can really help so many people.
Amen, amen. Let's take a quick break, and we'll wrap up with my dear friend, Donna Marie Cooperall Boyle, bringing Lent home with St. Therese of Lisieux. It is a new book from Donna Marie, AveMariaPress.com is where you can find it, and also at Donna Marie's website. We'll give you that when we come back, and also tell you how you can bring Donna Marie in, do a women's conference, a retreat, a parish mission, a talk, whatever you like. She's a great speaker. 877-573-7825, bringing Lent home with St. Therese of Lisieux. Prayers, reflections, and activities for families, and it provides everything you need to gather your family together during Lent. We'll be right back. Wrapping up a Tuesday morning edition of Catholic Connection, it's 52 minutes past the hour. Author, speaker, mom, Donna Marie Cooperall Boyle, in her book, Bringing Home Lent with St. Therese. Bring Lent home, I should say, with St. Therese, published by Ave Maria Press. Is she one of your favorites? Obviously.
Yes, she is, yes. I love her. She's one of the first saints I came to know growing up, and she's made quite an impression on me.
My favorite, as you know, is St. Teresa of Avila.
Oh, yes, I love her, too. Yes. Mm-hmm. I like Mother Teresa, St. Therese, St. Teresa of Avila. There's so many beautiful saints that really inspire us. And look at this family of St. Therese. I mean, for families to think about how the parents really helped to mold their consciences and to draw them to holiness. Every one of the daughters entered religious life. And look at the parents, you know, have been beatified. And so they must have done something right, right, Teresa?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole thing about witnessing to your kids, yeah, and keeping those practices very active in your home, that's huge. I think we don't realize how much of a witness we are when we incorporate all of that into our daily living.
I know it, absolutely. That's why I'm so excited to be able to put out these books with Ave Maria Press, you know, these guides for families, and I can't get over the price. I don't know how they do it. It's only $2.95 for this one and $2.50 for the Mother Teresa one. So it's great. Lots of people buy multiple copies and give them to their friends, and or they gather together, and many people tell me that this simple book really transformed their whole, by the grace of God, of course, transformed their whole Lent, you know, in years past, just by drawing the family together at the breakfast table or at the dinner table and saying these simple prayers and trying to follow the encouragements for prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And they're just simple suggestions that families seem to really enjoy, you know, which brings them all, you know, gets them all engaged and trying to figure out and pray about how to help others, you know, to use the virtues and the works of mercy. And so everything is right here. Parents do not need to be afraid of going, you know, traveling each day of Lent, because it's all mapped out for them right here, what they can do and how they can draw their children closer to our Lord through the inspiration and spirituality of St. Therese.
Did you work on the cover? Because the cover, I think, is very inviting. It's this cute photo, very lovely photo of St. Therese, where she's kind of looking at you saying, hi, come on in.
Like, yeah,
it's very inviting, the picture.
Yes, I love that. And they did the same with Mother Teresa.
Right, right.
Half a face. And then St. Therese, same thing. Well, I can't take any credit for that at all, because Ave Maria Press came up with that, and I think it's just very beautiful. And like you said, it's inviting. And you know, somebody sent me a picture yesterday of this book, St. Therese, on the table with a bunch of Legos and Play-Doh. And she was showing me that during their homeschooling day, that was part of it. You know, they were having a day of, you know, fun and teaching, and then they brought St. Therese into the mix.
So, wow, what a great photo. You better be using that on your Facebook page or your website, because talk about a statement.
That's true, yes. That person gave it to me through Facebook, actually, so it's on my page, the Legos and everything, and she had a cute saying under it, something like, I don't remember right now, but St. Therese with the Play-Doh and the Legos. And
there you go.
Yeah.
Or as St. Teresa of Avila said, God is among the pots and the pans. God in the kitchen among the pots and the pans.
I love that. That's where we are to find our Lord, through the in between and through the nitty-gritty details of daily life, and that's really where we work.
And that's where he was, right, out there with St. Joseph and our Blessed Mother. And, of course, we have St. Joseph's Feast Day. Okay, we're out of time. Give me your website and the best way to get the book and also to bring you in to speak if someone's interested.
Sure. And you can do all of that through my website, DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com.
All right.
You can get through my blogs and you can invite me that way or see any of the books.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, folks, on a Wednesday. See ya.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio. Our producer is Andrew Krucek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection as Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness.